This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Donald Trump becomes the first former U.S. president convicted of felony crimes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Former President Donald Trump has been found guilty of all 34 charges against him in his New York hush money trial. It makes Trump the first former U.S. president convicted of felony crimes. The reaction outside court? It took the jury only 2 days to reach the verdicts for falsifying business records in a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election through hush money payments. There is the possibility Trump could face prison time as he is trying to return to the White House.
We'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end and we'll win because our country's gone to hell. We don't have the same country anymore. We have a divided mess.
The falsifying business records charges carry up to 4 years behind bars, but prosecutors have not said whether they intend to push for prison time.
This is long from over. Thank you very much.
I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. officials say President Joe Biden partially lifted a ban on Ukraine using U.S. arms and strikes on Russian territory. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Two officials say that allows Kyiv to use American weaponry in Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv, which is under Russian assault. They stress the policy that Ukraine not use those arms to mount offensive strikes in Russia has not changed. The move comes a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken hinted at a shift.
At every step along the way, we've adapted and adjusted. As necessary.
Ukrainian officials have been stepping up calls to allow their forces to defend themselves against attacks coming from Russian territory. This morning, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg urged Western nations to reconsider any restrictions.
I believe that the time has come.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.